currently.
It's 7:35 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Monday. And this particular Monday, we're going to have a few Monday morning moments with the mayor. That's Mayor Barry Abbott of the city of Dubois joining us remotely this morning. Our first time doing it this way. Mayor Abbott, good morning to you and happy Easter.
Good morning, Dan, and thank you very much. We're live from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania.
All right.
Thank you for having us, and I hope everybody had a happy Easter.
Yes, we wish the same for you and your family, and we are going to have a few moments here before you have to hit the road and head back to the great city of Dubois, so we're looking forward to that. But Barry, I wanted to ask you first and foremost, you started Wednesday night's city council meeting with a few comments encouraging the public's input, but positive public input. Could you elaborate a little more on that?
Well, to be very frank with you, I just celebrated my 75th birthday, Dan, and being the city's biggest cheerleader, one of my goals is to overcome the negative aspects that we hear in and around our city. My goal is to have citizens bring positive comments because we have to go out and sell our city to people that may want to come here to relocate, businesses that may want to come here and open a new business or an existing business. We may want to have doctors come to our hospital. And in order to do that, we have to have activities that those doctors can participate in with all their family members. So I am trying to project this image of positivity and moving away from the negative side of things that are occurring in our city. And that is one of my goals that I will be working toward throughout my term as the mayor.
Well, that definitely makes a lot of sense, and we appreciate the encouragement in that direction, and also a belated happy birthday to you, Barry.
And thank you. And like I said, over the next 75 days, which is about, it's a long time, but I do encourage people to speak positively about our city. And Dan, believe it or not, I've had people stop me. Hey, are you the mayor? Can I tell you something good that really happened? And the good might have been about our school. It might have been a shopping experience. And it puts a smile on my face, and it should for every resident of our area.
Well, that's great. And that makes a lot of sense. Mayor Abbott, something else that you emphasized in that meeting Wednesday night was the fact that, hey, we're only 3 months, just one quarter of a year into this new consolidated city of Dubois. And one of the big jobs ahead of you as city council and for all of us that live in Dubois is the search for a new city manager. The management team that has served in an interim way has done a fantastic job, but it's time to look for someone who's going to fill that spot on a full-time basis. So could you give us an update on that search?
Yes. Ben and Lisa from Castleman Strategies, we had a very serious sit down and planning their exit strategies. And I truly do understand they got us over the hump, moving us through the consolidation process to our newly consolidated city. Every one of our residents should give them a standing round of applause, if you ask me. But what they did approach us with is it is now time to begin the search process. So as that search process begins, and it has been beginning, they have put out an RFP to people that want to become our new city manager and, again, relocate to our city. Part of that is, Dan, that we would like that manager to live within our city boundaries, which is 56 square miles, and there's a lot of places they can live in.
Sure.
And we would allow them ample time to move their family, if they have a family, back to our area.
Mm-hmm.
I know people want to say, hey, you're going to give them 1 month, 3 months, 6 months. If we hire a manager and we know we have a good person coming on board, we'll do everything in our power to make his move, her move, a success. Again, that's one of the positive things that we could reach out and share with the incoming manager.
Sure. Are you seeing some positive interest already?
From what I am gathering, we do have applications. I would rather not say how many.
Sure.
It's more than one and less than 25.
Okay. fair enough.
And I knew that would give you a chuckle. And one of the other things that I will point out is I did make the statement that I would like all our council people to be on the search and hiring mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
I have had one person say, look, I trust other board members to hire us a good manager. And so he asked if he could bow out of that process simply because of time constraints.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Dan, we get paid such a huge, huge salary. And people have to understand I am being facetious here.
Right.
And I understand that the big thing is time.
Sure.
And if we have a couple more, that's okay. But I just wanted to give ample opportunity to all our council people to have input into this hiring process.
Right. Well, it's such an important role, and the one thing we have definitely learned in Dubois over the past several years is how important that city manager role is. So we look forward, and we'll keep up to date with you as that process continues. And I know we need to let you go so you can hit the road here, Mayor Abbott, in just a few minutes. But before we let you go, let's look ahead 9 days. That's your next city council meeting on April the 15th, tax day. How about that?
Oh, boy, thanks a lot.
I knew that would brighten your day as well. But as we go through these next 9 days, what are you looking forward to in the city of Dubois and the proceedings as you prepare for your next meeting?
Well, a couple of things that we're going to be looking at is reaching out to our other partners here in town with a LIRTA program. Have people presented and voting on a recreation authority.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at water and sewage rates that Ben has talked about and has been working diligently on how to reduce water rates and make them a fair rate.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at updating our solid waste fees. We're looking to advertise for an environmental advisory council. And then we're looking at some things down the road, like our ordinances and just preparing our new city to move forward.
Okay. So plenty on the agenda. Never a dull moment in the city of
Dubois.
Never
a dull moment. And I do, if you have like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
We did have two presenters. We had Cole Bogie from Siemens, who is walking through our buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asked by a former joint board to evaluate our capital needs, and he is doing that right now.
Okay.
And so that is good. So we're planning, and that this is something that's very important, planning for our future capital expenditures with the help of Siemens Corporation.
Okay.
And the last thing that we did, we had a presentation about the Business Improvement District, commonly referred to as a BID, B-I-D, mm-hmm. that it gives our city a low-risk way to strengthen commercial cores without relying. We had a very good, lively discussion upon that, and we'll look and see how that moves forward as that's entertained by our. So I'm looking forward to being back in the city of Dubois, and thank you very much.
Well, travel safe there, Barry. And again, thank you for your time this morning. We always look forward to staying abreast of what is going on within city chambers. And we, again, wish you again a belated happy birthday and a happy Easter and safe travels on your way back to Dubois.
I appreciate that, my friend.
Okay.
See you later. And the sun is shining.
All right. Bye-bye, Barry.
Bye-bye.
Mayor Barry Abbott of the city of Dubois getting us up to date on this Monday morning with the mayor on Connect FM.